guest today is Laurent Ellerbach. Laurent, how are you?
Good, and you, David?
I'm doing great. You're here in Romania from France, correct?
Absolutely, yes. I'm French, as you can guess with my accent. I try to change it at some point.
Do not. I want to implore you right now.
Okay.
I love your voice.
Then we can maybe rename your show Technology and France rather than Friends.
I like the way you say that. I will consider it. This is an episode like 470-something.
Okay.
So it's probably time for a change.
Okay.
What do you do in France?
So, well, I'm French, but I'm working for Microsoft. I'm working for, not for the French team, but for another area called Central and Eastern Europe.
Okay.
It's a sum of 33 countries, going from, you know, large country like Russia to Poland, Czech, Greece, of course, Romania, because we're here today in Romania, up to Greece, Malta, Cyprus, Kazakhstan, Mongolia, and many, many others, you know, in this big
Central and Eastern Europe.
Yes, Central and Eastern Europe. So anything like, you know, if you take a map like kind of right of Germany, this is where I'm working.
That's a huge territory.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
And with all that travel, you still have time to play around with toys.
Absolutely,
yes. Tell me about your pet project that you were telling me about earlier.
Yeah, well, I'm doing a couple of pet projects. And the one I've presented yesterday during the keynote here was my garden. Okay, so I love gardening, but the key issue I always had is when I came back from vacation, either it was a swamp, either it was a desert. So, because, you know, the sprinkler system that you have are very, very basic. So I like 5 years ago, I said like, shit, I should have done something, you know, better. And then I've developed a smart sprinkling system that I can program over the internet from an Netduino board using .NET macro framework. More recently, I've moved that, of course, to Raspberry Pi and running Windows 10. But that was just a part of it.
Okay.
The other part is then making the garden smarter. With
a smart garden.
Absolutely. With all those fashion names around IoT, Internet of Things. So I've then had sensors in my garden with various technologies like Arduinos, Raspberry Pi, hacking couple of, you know, existing sensors like the one from Oregon Scientific and stuff like that. And
what is it sensing?
What is it sensing? The soil humidity, the air temperature, the air humidity, the wind. The rain, raindrops as well, to be, you know, even more precise at some point. I never used this data that much.
Okay.
It was for the pleasure of doing it.
You're collecting a lot of data. Which piece of data are you actually using?
Mainly the soil humidity.
Humidity?
Yes.
Is that to determine how much to water?
Yes, absolutely. And if you need to water, I'm using as well, you know, other things like the weather provision. The weather forecasts. So if it's
a web service you call?
Yes, absolutely. I'm calling a web service. Simple web service to give, you know, simple things. But if it's kind of dry and if it's likely not going to rain, then I will sprinkle. Okay. And if it's kind of in the middle and likely going to rain, then I will not sprinkle.
I see.
So I'm using mainly those data. But for the rest, I'm using as well the other data more in a BI point of view so that I can do my own provision a bit better as well.
Okay.
And then that does allow me to play with a couple of things like Power BI. You know, you have Power BI linked to your garden. It's like,
Who doesn't? Who wouldn't want Power BI?
I don't know. it's so cool technology.
Tell me a little about the architecture here. I know you've got some hardware, some Arduinos, and some Raspberry Pis.
Yes.
They're physically in your garden.
Yes,
monitoring
absolutely.
Things with some attachments to monitor things.
Yes.
And then what are you using in Azure?
So, yes, I mean, I've been working in this project for a couple of years.
Okay.
So at the beginning, there was almost nothing in Azure to make it easy, you know, to connect those kind of devices.
Okay.
So I've used things from the Azure mobile apps called mobile services in the past up to Event Hub. And now, of course, much more on Azure IoT Hub, which is very smart and make it very, very easy to connect anything. I have Linux boards. Because I really wanted to understand how it's working as well on non-Microsoft technology, and actually it's working perfectly. You can connect, so I have a Linux board with Node.js connecting to Azure IoT Hub, taking pictures as well of my greenhouse.
Okay.
Yes, well, you know, when you can measure things, you can as well.
Yeah, you could be in Romania and just check to make sure there aren't any unauthorized gnomes.
Yes, and I send myself, you know, pictures quite often, and I realized like 2 days ago one of the salads was starting to get, you know, big, then I transfer that to my wife and say, yeah, that's the moment to cut it, you know, because otherwise it's going to be too high. So Azure IoT Hub with some Linux devices, some Windows devices, and as well some Arduinos connecting internally to Windows devices as a gateway so that you can connect to Azure IoT Hub.
Help me understand what role IoT Hub plays in this, because that's a pretty new thing.
Yes, so Azure IoT Hub, as it says, it's a hub. It's a hub to be able to discuss with the devices.
Okay.
On
so,
both
so
ways.
It's receiving some sensor information, for
yes.
example, the humidity of the soil.
Yeah, that's called messages. So basically, you can send whatever you want.
Okay.
But you can as well send, of course, the sensor information in my mm-hmm. case. And at the same time, you can as well send from the IoT app to the device some messages.
Okay.
Like in my case, the Raspberry Pi in the garden running Node.js, it's take a picture.
Okay.
Okay, then it will take a picture. The picture will be uploaded in Azure Blob Storage. Then I can reuse this picture later on. So it's two-way communication.
Okay.
This two-way communication is as well in a secure way. I mean, you have to use secure protocols, and you have to have an authentication with a key between the device and the hub. Mm-hmm. So you can manage devices, you can revoke devices, you can add new devices in your hub.
Okay. So this is much more secure than just opening up a web service.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's really point-to-point.
Absolutely. It's point-to-point, and you have to have the keys, and you can revoke specific keys, and you can manage that. So that's make it, you know, very reliable in terms of security access and so on. The other point is the Azure IoT Hub will really act as a buffer. So you can send millions of messages, it will store them, and then you have the time to process them. Or not, you can choose as well, you know, just to forget some of the messages at some point.
Right.
So
or archive
this,
them maybe.
Yeah, yes, but that's your choice. But not only in a one way, you can have multiple ways of consuming it. Like for example, you may have a service that will just, you know, get the data, quickly store them and see if there is a kind of random data or something weird, and then you can raise an alert.
So you could have some thresholds.
Yes, absolutely.
If the soil gets too dry, for example,
yes.
kick off the sprinkler.
Yes.
Or
yes.
if it's too wet, then call the flood protection.
Absolutely, and then you can have multiple way of consuming those data.
I see.
And then one service can be just about monitoring, another one is for long-time storing, another one is just about decrypting some of the data, storing them later on, stuff like that. So that makes your life very, 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 very easy when it's about consuming the data, transforming them and storing them.
What was the biggest challenge that you had in putting this whole system together?
Well, the biggest challenge was really to follow the various technologies that we've put in place at some point, and on the hardware side. Creating hardware is a challenge,
mm-hmm.
especially when you want that have in production in your garden.
Right.
I have had the main issue. Where I had the less issue is really with Azure IoT Hub. And it's very straightforward, very easy. I was myself very surprised on the good job that we've done, you know, with the SDK. Mm-hmm. Everything is on GitHub. Everything is open source. You can really understand how it's working. It's very well done. And that was very, very positive surprise for me. Well, I always
you're talking about sample code that was released by the Azure team.
Absolutely,
on GitHub?
Absolutely
okay.
on GitHub. Yes, yes. You have all the SDK with samples. It's
so,
very well done.
We'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Yes, yes. You have to because it's great work, well documented. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really love it. I really love the all the work the team is doing. And in general, in the Azure team, it's very straightforward, very easy to reuse whatever environment you have. I mean, from the Linux device. In C++ working, from Node.js it's working, from C# it's working.
Right.
So that's make your life very easy as a developer.
Now, you shared this with us because you gave the keynote at this IT
yes.
camp yesterday. Are you, if people at home, are you writing about it or sharing it your code somewhere?
Yes, absolutely. I have my own GitHub and my blog. So what is kind of old is on my blog.
Okay.
What is more recent is on my GitHub.
Okay.
I still need to document part of what I've done and part of the code. You'll find other stuff which I relate to other passion on Lego, so Lego robots and stuff like that, Lego train, yes, and how we can pilot that.
That'll be a topic for another show.
Yeah, absolutely.
When I
yes.
come back to Europe.
Absolutely, anytime.
Where's your blog?
My blog is MSDN, it's blogs.msdn.com/Laurel, LAURELLE.
Okay.
And my GitHub is just github.com/Ellerbach, like my last name, ELLERBACH.
Ron, thank you so much.
Thank you, David. See you soon. Then we can maybe rename your show Technology and France, rather than Friends.
I like the way you say that.